Where the Nile rises on the equator is the Africa of the Great Lakes. Uganda is half the size of France. Her 10 million inhabitants have never known famine. Her agricultural wealth, her exports of coffee, cotton, copper, and her developing industry allow her, for the most part, to be less and less dependent on the outside world. It was shortly after the independence of this former British colony in 1962 that Lieutenant Idi Amin Dada became interested in politics. He rapidly became chief of staff and the right-hand man of President Obote, whom he overthrew in 1971 by a coup d'etat. Obote was unpopular, and his fall was welcomed by the population. He fled to Tanzania, and a reward was offered for him, dead or alive. General Amin soon attracted attention on the international scene with his numerous telegrams to other heads of state. He called Nixon, "my dear brother," and wished him a quick recovery from the Watergate affair. He congratulated the Chilean junta when it took power. He ordered the Queen of England to send the Scottish Guard to accompany him to the Commonwealth Conference. 80,000 Asians, installed by the British in Uganda at the beginning of the century, controlled 80% of the country's economy. In 1972, after a dream, General Amin declared the economic war, which meant, on one hand, giving 90 days to the Asians to leave the country, taking with them the strict minimum, and on the other hand, distributing their business to the Ugandans. Today, the economic war has not yet been won. Distribution chains and imports have been disrupted. The country's foreign reserves are at their lowest. In the capital, it is almost impossible to find sugar, flour, imported industrial products, spare parts, or matches. Uganda holds the record for inflation in Africa. In one year, prices have risen from 20 to 50%. On February 10, 1972, to set an example and to combat budding guerrilla warfare, General Amin organized 12 public executions at the same time in the country's main towns. Most observers agree that several thousand Ugandans have disappeared since General Amin seized power. Among the missing, the vice dean of the university, the president of the high court, doctors, and former ministers. In 1973, the International Commission of Jurists published a report denouncing Uganda as a lawless country, and it wrote about the missing personalities. There is every reason to think that they have been assassinated by members of the army immediately after their arrest.
Looking at General Amin and Uganda as a whole, what will be the future of Uganda? The people are looking at this. Thank you.
neza wabuye ikinaga umepata baragaza mu gisana tashukuru kupata mkano kwa wewe bayisatu
I would like to speak as a heavyweight champion here in Uganda. I am sure I will be in position even to defeat or defend myself. But I wanted to tell you this. As a boxer, also I am very happy to receive this as a rugby player, because I've been a member of the rugby team in Uganda, and I used to play second row. You know, pushing is very hard, and also wings three-quarter. You should know that I used to run 9.8 second 100 yards. This is with my speed, with my weight of getting the ball, and when you tackle me, you can harm yourself. I think you should know this. But I wanted to tell the boxers that the only chance to defeat the referee who are against you or against the country is to win by knockout. This is the only thing. And that this is the most important. You must do everything possible to win by knockout. You must knock anybody who is sparring with you in the boxing ring. This is my last. Thank you very much.
Standing, shooting, this is Takua Hapa. Huh? Takua Hapa. Group yako yuko tayari? Haya, let us action. Napiga target kubwa. Standing. Speed.
Aaron's rabbit fire!
All the nine in.
Excellent.
Excellent.
All in the hat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Very good. I come from very poor family. I wanted to tell you this. And when I became bigger, my father has no money. I am to work, digging, and then people give me some money for food, and some money I keep it, and I pay my school fees, and I study through hardship, not just the comfort. And also I used to... Then I was taken by force into the army here in Kampala during the war. And I went there, I did not want, but later on, because of force, during the Second World War, I was taken to Burma, and I work there. Until now, I went through difficulty. I got the rank from my rank from the rank of Lance Corporal up to General. Now I became General.
Your Excellency, Guard of Honor, mounted by Tiger Battalion, formed up in two ranks, ready for inspection. Your Excellency.
Thank you. found that what you are saying, it is not truth, but then they will never listen for you again, and that you will lose confidence to the people. But the people likes me very much, and the reason why I'm very popular, because I always speak to them truth, and if I don't have anything to tell them, I keep quiet.
On March 10, 1974, the general announced, "With the help of friendly countries, Uganda is going to arm to the teeth to reach an international combat level."
From right number.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up.
From right into number.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, up.
As a paratrooper, they know exactly to jump and be into sections.
Fire! Moto! Fire! Moto! Fire! Moto! Fire! Moto! Fire! Moto! Fire! Moto!
Yeah, position.
This is the song they do before they jump. It warms them completely.
Up!
I can't tell you because it is a confidential in any country. Cannot tell you the strength of the army. Since I came in power, automatically Uganda became revolutionary. Not only the armed forces, but the whole police, prisons, the whole public. You see, lion, if you don't disturb lion, it can't do any harm. And also, I like very much elephants because it is a sign of liberty, freedom, and it moves freely. It wants a big space. This is the elephant. And this is a sign you can see in Africa. There is plenty of land where it can move freely, it can eat completely without being disturbed. And you find this only in Africa. And that is why you find that the wild animal have got freedom mostly in Africa. This is actually what I am trying to do here in Africa. The reason why I am very popular, my policy all over Africa and every African people wants freedom for their people. They have requested me to tell their leaders to give them this freedom and the same policy as I did here in Uganda, because here I gave a completely full economical independence to the people of Uganda.
There are many crocodiles here.
Very many, yes. And this is a very good area of the crocodiles. It is a headquarter of the crocodile, you can see. You see, as it is running very fast. I think this might be captain of crocodile. Yes, he understands me now, he's moving. Very big. Yes. Yes, very good. Yes. And we are now going actually to the headquarters of crocodile, where they lay more eggs, they produce more children, where we are going now. And it is a very attractive. And you can see here, hundreds of crocodile, thousands of hippo, you see. fowls there at the edge of the Nini, you see? Guinea fowls. And this elephant is very big, you see? And here it is a place where you can find there is more crocodile than anywhere in the world. This place. Jambo Rafiki, jambo si, how are you? Very good. He's eating. He's greeting me also. And even this crocodile is looking at us. Can I ask it to move?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, we still want to watch it. Jambo Rafiki. You want me to ask it to move?
Yes.
Hey! You see, it opened this so that the ends can go into the mouth and then it eats. That's why it doesn't want to be disturbed. Sleeping. And most of them, they lay their eggs under these places, down there.
Tell me, you were telling us that you think the Nile is a link between your country, Sudan, and Egypt.
Yeah.
But for ages, there has been a problem between the Arabs and the Africans, the Negroes. What do you think of that?
Yes, it has been because the leaders of Arabs before, they were not revolutionary leaders. But today, during my time as a revolutionary leader, I want to bring everybody in Africa, in Arab worlds, very closely, and Asia, and Europe. And therefore, we, the revolutionary leaders, we want to be very friendly with all peace-loving people in the world. And this is highly appreciated very much by most revolutionary leaders in Arab. That's why you find that today there is more unity between Africa and Arab than before. Especially during my tour of Middle East, I have toured very many countries and I have brought them together as one family. You see, elephant is dragging the water. I think it can't get out. This is a very, very good picture you can get. This is the most beautiful part in the continent of Africa. Used to be called the Murchison Falls, but it is now Kabrega Falls National Park. And that is the one. And it is a tourist attraction. I came so close to the Arab because Arab found that I am most influential leader in Africa, in the continent, and also I am a leader who speaks the truth.
Did your Muslim religion take part into your choice of the Arabs?
It is not because of the Muslim, because the people who broke relationship with Israel, they are not only Muslims, they are Christians, but they have seen the truth. And everybody listen for me. And even in OAU, if I don't speak, every leader try to ask why, and I must speak like in a non-aligned conference in Algeria. I was not feeling well, I did not speak, but 15 minutes before the conference closed, I was brought to come and give a speech. I gave very good speech, including Castro broke relationship with Israel after my speech.
Telegram sent to Mr. Kurt Waldheim, Permanent Secretary of the United Nations. Hitler and all the German people knew that the Israelis are not people who work in the interest of the people of the world, and that is why they burnt 6 million Jews alive with gas on the soil of Germany. This telegram was sent the day after the Munich killings. Some years before, General Amin had undergone, as had other Ugandans, paratroop training in Israel.
But I'm trained as a paratrooper in Israel. But I have got a very good brain, and even General Dayan knows that I am a very good field officer.
You know Dayan very well?
I know him, and he has been my friend. He has been giving me dinner, lunch, and in his house. If I go to Israel, I used to stay with Dayan. He brings Air Force band playing for me. We stay together. So, but I must make it absolutely truth. The reason why I chased them from Uganda was because of the economy of Uganda. Uganda was going to be bankrupt. That is the reason why I chased away the Israelis.
And you said you were friends with Golda Meir.
Yes, because she used to give me very good entertainment when I go to Israel.
Then you changed completely from an Israeli alliance to the Arab alliance.
I changed from Israeli alliance because Israeli are criminals and that they are not trusted people. They don't tell the world the truth. They were taken to Palestine as refugees, and then they changed Palestine to become a state of Israel by force of arms given to them by Americans and the British.
But is it true that you said Hitler didn't kill enough Jews during the war?
Why do you ask me about Hitler? The Hitler's problem is now past tense. Now we are looking forward for the future generations and the future plan. We are no longer going back to Hitler's. You see, the war of Hitler, it was a different war than the war today. If I am to prepare the war against Israel completely. No, I don't want very many army, air force, and the navy, just very few, and strike inside Israel and move people from the whole border towards Israel. I think the situation will be very difficult and very different.
To strike from inside with
paratrooper?
With the paratrooper, with everything completely. Yes, because you got to get there by paratrooper and also bombing by airplanes and having few squadron of suicide, who are determined to be suicide. And I think that is already in progress, and they are practicing. The suicide squadrons are already in practice, in progress. I think very many delegations meeting me now preparing for this. And they come to conclusion, it is true, you will find it here. And this will change the time of battle. And we can command from here, not from the battlefield, but through communication.
And will there be Ugandans in those battalions?
I don't know, but any volunteer, even France, French volunteer, they are welcome also. But I welcome any volunteer all over the world, even Japanese, even Vietnamese. Are there in DC squadrons. It's, but they are now in training. They are undergoing training now 3 months.
The pilot.
And then go to the Middle East and visit the war. See how they are fighting. And encourage them to fight. This was my decision. And I enjoyed very much having breakfast with some Syrians and Iraqi breakfast in the tanks. I was very happy.
In October, while I was there?
Yeah, I was visiting troops. I had my troops.
You had some soldiers up there?
I had the Navy, yes.
Navy?
Yes.
Navy?
In Alexandria.
You don't have Navy in
Europe. We have trained.
Right?
Yes. This is our secret weapon in Lake Victoria. Marine frogmen, I think, is very good.
Yes.
In 67, you were on the Suez Canal?
Yes, yes. But you see, I am only one who has been in both sides. During the 67 war, I was in the Suez Canal on the other side. And now I am in the Suez Canal on the other side. I like it very much. First, the armored, after crossing the Lake Galilee, reaching the foot of the Golan Heights, they are engaged by the enemy, and the officer commanding mechanized battalion asks for the support by paratroopers and air support. You understand? I'm just explaining to you. And the while the armored and the mechanized regiment are being engaged, the Air Force gave support so that the paratrooper land by helicopter on the Golan Heights and captured Golan Heights.
Now coming. Right now, the armored regiment, they have been engaged below the Golan Heights. And the commander of the mechanized regiment requested for the support. And therefore, the paratrooper have been landing, fighting to capture the objectives. But air will come and give them support. They will be to capture completely the Golan Heights. Here. Left. Now advance. Advance. Here. Victory over Golan Heights. Thank you.
The meeting is non-confidential because I think that is why you see here there are the press people they are taking and they want to make a film about the cabinet. But I have about 7 points which I think I should brief you completely and tell you to know exactly what is going on. One is this. All of you, you are in very high-ranking governmental positions. Your duty is not to be very weak. You must not be like a woman who is just weak and he can't speak, even talk. You must be a person who to approach everybody as a minister. You wanted to know, you must be concerned to know the problems as a minister, as a governor, as any high-ranking governmental officer. This is the one point which I must tell you. You must be concerned in planning ahead for your ministry. Nobody is to plan for you, but it is you with your permanent secretary and the whole officer under your command to plan for you, for your minister in advance. Not General Min to tell you that you go and plan this and this for your ministry. You should not be like Ministry of Foreign Affairs, I'm speaking. Not even now when Otiang was there, because some people who are rotten, they are there since Otiang was there and also is there. These people, I never been informed since the former regimes. What they know is to educate people in a common man's charter only, but not proper educating people of the world's the policy of the government, because this I know direct from international people whom I've been sending. They've been informing me that the people have been not educated outside to know what actually is happening here in Uganda. And this is a Ministry of Foreign Affairs. This is the weakness of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
2 weeks later, the body of Michael Ondoga, Minister of Foreign Affairs, was found in the Nile. He was replaced by a former model, Princess Bagaya, who holds a law degree from Oxford.
And everybody must be removed who are have got the ideology or all the mentality of the capitalist, who have no revolutionaries. I've been informed by the Minister of Foreign Affairs before even Ondoga came that this is good, must remain there. But I found they are rotten completely. They are the one who have been putting even shameful. But while our position is very good, we are not bankrupt completely in Uganda. We are very rich. I don't want somebody, any minister, make me good report. You must only tell me the truth. This I've been telling you. And now the truth is coming out. The false report you have been reporting to me is now coming out. Now I am going to second point. As minister, governor, high-ranking peoples, and the people of the country, they must love their leader. This is the point number one. If you go to any country, you will find that everybody must love his leader. They must love their ministers. They must love their governors. They must love their district commissioners, their teachers, their chiefs. Everybody must be loved. This, it is an education to the people. This is the duty of the minister. If I see the minister is a coward, automatically I kick you out of my office. Because I know that you have got something wrong with you. I will put some another person straight. Or any governor or anybody. This I must make it absolutely clear. And even whether you hide, you will be known in the light completely. This I must make it absolutely clear. Whether you hide, you go where? you will be known completely. But this particular second point is very important. You must teach people to love their leader. This is the only most important, like any country. And the people also must love their ministers. But loving, it is well known in Uganda. You can't change as a minister. Number three, determinations. You people must work with the determinations and all other peoples. You must teach them to work with the determinations. If I go sometime even in the Ministry of Defense, I will not find even some commanders there in their offices. I know this. I've been telephoning several times, checking with them. I can't find. They are in their business in Kawempe, somewhere in Kampala, what? You must put your contribution. If I found you not to attend cabinet 3 times without reason, you are out of government. Now, chiefs, number four, chiefs and the town agents. The most important of the chiefs and the town agents, if they are to work very hard, they will help the police, the prison, the air force, the army. This includes the military police. They will help you, the ministers. They will not make even police very busy, because they know who is actually good in the towns, who is not very good in the town. If you are to use these people properly, even the police use this town agent properly. They are being paid by the government. They are not just working for nothing. And marketing here in Kampala, you must tell our women in Uganda to pull up their socks. I want to see that Ugandans work very hard. You must not make the women of Uganda very weak. They must get up quickly in the morning at about 5 o'clock. They are ready in Nakasero, preparing, ready to sell vegetable and everything in the shop. If you go to Ghana, if you go to Nigeria, you will see that the whole shops, market, everything is in Nigeria. I think you agree with me. Everybody agree. Why not here in Uganda? You must tell our women. I said that the duty of the woman is the house woman. He knows how to keep house very well. If he can do that, let me make first examinations, appoint women to be the managers of hotel, which is done. Because this is a part of the woman's job. If they can keep house very well, it is exactly like their duty as a housewife. If he's well educated, he has got that brain, he's determined, he can look after the hotel very well. I want to see a woman, international hotel, very big one. must be women Ugandans, and I know they can do it. And you, as a minister, you must back them completely. If you find any man trying to not to obey the order and everything, you can punish that person. You can remove that person. You can put loyal people to her to see that we keep up stand. We are, I think we are the first now country in Africa today who have got many women managers than other countries. We have got how many? Manager woman. We have got four managers, and we have got another two assistant managers. And another point here I wanted to say, there is a CIA agent through Africa, African, black Africans who are coming here. And you should know that spy is a criminal. To be a spy is very bad. And your case is death completely, sentence. This is, I must make it absolutely clear. If I found anybody is a spy, and any spy is found, and anybody is coming in this cover, see, I wanted to see that everybody must be checked his poll tax for about 3 or 5 years. And if he's found to be spy, his case is a firing squad. He must be handed straight to military police, must be dealt with the military tribunal, because the case of spying is very serious. Anybody found is a spy, his case must be dealt with military tribunals. Once it's confirmed, even military tribunals should not waste time of making law whole day discussing about one person who is a spy. Must be shortcut. If minister find him, don't even report to me completely. I don't want the ministers should wait anything which he thinks it is good for his ministry. Is still waiting authority from me. I don't want. Then if that you are not a minister, you are not making decisions. A minister is a person who must make a decision himself, not to wait for General Amin. You can only inform me what you are doing, what has happened. I feel very happy. Because if I am to make a decision all the time, I will be very annoyed. If you are not well briefed, come back to me. Telephone me at 5 o'clock or midnight. You telephone me. Some ministers have been telephoning me. I've been answering them. My telephone is simple. If you telephone me at 2241, whether at 3 o'clock in the morning, I get your telephone. I speak to you. And if you want a briefing, I can brief you completely until you understand. And when you go there, any reporters wants to ask you about Uganda. I think you are well equipped with all informations. You can brief them. You should not fear. You should not say, no, it is not my duty. If you are that, you are not Ugandans. And if I am to get this, you are not a minister at all.
Thank you.
As with many other scenes in this film, the people's welcome in a small garrison town was specially organized for the film.
I am not completely communism and I am not capitalism because I even very many leaders ask me to join that party I don't want. I am only leader who is alone completely and following only Uganda, and this is how we want. We want just to be free and also friendly to the capitalism people, friendly to the socialism people. But we are not going to adopt anything. But we only choose what is the best from capitalism, from communism. We put in our policy of the country, and this is what we found. But we are not following any policy at all.
Watia Tiger Moto.
Jina
pana wana mkono yenu. Tiger Moto. Tiger Moto. Mimi nimefurahi sana kusikia mambo ya battalion commander ambayo anasema kitu ya kwanza mimi nataka kupiga asante sana kwa askari na maofficers na NCOs.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. very new gun from guerrillas. It's captured when we were invaded.
The general has already reviewed these arms several times. They were captured during an attack in the autumn of 1972 from Tanzania, organized by former President Obote, accompanied by a few hundred men. Relations with Tanzania have been uneasy since Amin seized power. He dreamt of getting by force of arms an outlet to the sea taken from Tanzania.
Your exits, all these were captured by our chiefs when the chiefs were being trained. These are homemade. So I think the Sergeant can explain about that. Yes. Your exits.
Telegram sent to Julius Nyerere, President of Tanzania. I want to assure you that I love you very much, and if you had been a woman, I would have considered marrying you, although your head is full of gray hairs. But as you are a man, that possibility does not arise.
It was then that you sent this telegram to Nyerere. What was this?
Journalist, I think you read my telegram.
Yes, what was it? Was it to make fun of him or?
Because I love him very much.
Ah.
Yes. He did not reply me. He kept quiet. On my best way, how I want them to be led, according to my democracy, according to my knowledge, and according to my thinking, what is the best way of leading them. And then I lead them according to that way.
There is a direct contact between
yes,
you and the people.
And the people, yes. No middleman. Children.
Idi Amin had four wives and has 18 children. He has just repudiated three of his wives for not being revolutionary enough.
Samaki kwapi. You see, this one is very rough. Yes.
This one?
Samaki.
This one is 1.5 years old. And this. And the Mwanga.
You have no preference.
This has been to Paris. He has been to Soviet Union. And this is still not yet in school and this and that. Mwana samaki kuba. Mwana samaki.
It's difficult to educate 18 children.
Not very difficult.
Not difficult?
Yes. Kamate, kamate. Kamate, kamate. I have 12 boys and 6 girls. This is one girl with 6 boys. I am very good marksman. But I like children very much. Yes, they are very happy. Like Yoko. Moses. That's very good.
Maybe we could sit down there.
With you? I am in Kujap.
but you can't see the sun proper. You want to interview me?
Every evening there is a news broadcast in four languages on television. The slightest event concerning the president is reported.
La télévision ougandaise vous présente son journal parlé. Au micro, Rutimiru Alexis.
During a press conference with French journalists held at the Entebbe Palace, His Excellency President Amin announced that he was in possession of a manual detailing all of the Israeli plans.
Mecca and Medina should be today under the control of the Israelis. But because they lost the war in the first 5 days, they couldn't continue even further. And that is why it is stopped. But their aim is to capture Mecca and Medina. All the holy places all over the world should be controlled by the Israelis. This is their aim. I have got these books with me. And I am sure after we finish here, I will give you the copy of the book. But you read my copy today here and you give it back to me because it is if Israel find it, they will buy the whole copy, and they don't want the people in the world to see this book. I will give you, it is here.
What's the book?
It is a book of the Israelis, which is the teaching of the elders of the Israelis, of the Zionists.
The book is a fake, published in 1901 by the Russian secret police. Millions of copies were printed. It was required reading in the schools of the Third Reich. When asked if it was true that the Israelis wanted to poison the Nile, General Amin replied that they had indeed wanted to do so while they were still in Uganda.
They can poison the water, River Nile, from Uganda, so that the people who will be drinking in the other end, they will die.
General Amin remarked that the plans of the Israelis were even more disgusting than Hitler's against the Jews.
Dreaming, it has been the truth on my side, because some people dream which is not the truth, but I dream the truth. I dream when I was still just nothing completely. I will be the army commander. I am commander, the highest man, commander in chief of the armed forces. I dream I will be the head of state and the most highest head of state in the world. When I was just none, and it became truth. I dream completely in Karamoja in August, the 4th, at about 5 o'clock in the morning, that if you take decision now and remove the whole non-citizens who are been milking the economy of Uganda, this is the only chance Uganda will get. You must take immediate actions. I left the place without breakfast, and I went and declared economic war. Right. And it is true. Today, the people in Uganda are enjoying. This is the truth. I dream about before end of 1975, Arabs will win the war.
Did you dream? I think I read, did you dream that people were trying to kill you?
I dream, but it was impossible. They couldn't do it because I know exactly when, how, what time I am going to die. This I know. And which year and which date. All this I know already, and it is a secret. I have said this clear. Yes, I know. That is why you find me. I am not a coward because I know exactly how I am going to die. Following all what has been happening, and I know exactly. And I can know sometime what will happen in the country or to me in the next few hours or few days. I know this exactly. And I know exactly that who will be making something against me very soon. I can notice him straight. And he can get punishment from God straight, because I work only according to the God's instruction. And I know exactly that who will be making something against me very soon.
I can notice him straight, and he can get punishment from God straight, because I work only according to the God's instruction.
It is the voice of God, and it is not me just speaking, but it is the truth, and it is meaningful. And if you are to follow De Gaulle, he was a very great leader. Napoleon, very great leader. Mao Zedong is a very great leader. And this leader whom I am saying, very great, who is another you have said? Gaddafi is very popular. Whether the people in the Arab worlds in somewhere against him, it is impossible. Like me, here it is impossible. We are ready to put foundation stone of our how strong we are in the world, and the people understand. And even I am still fighting for the whole black people all over the world, in Caribbeans, in Negro Americans, all over the world, which I am still fighting for them. And they respect me very much and very highly. And they were taken to America as a slaves, those people. They did not want to go there, and this is their country. But they were taken by force. Therefore, nobody should remove them from there. They must get independent in America, and they must control the Americans. The black people in America must be the president of the United States of America, must be the secretary of state like Kissinger. They are more brilliant than Dr. Kissinger. Kissinger is not very intelligent. Kissinger always go to the weakest leaders. He never go to Gaddafi. He never come to General Amin. He fears us. You see, this is what Kissinger is going. He goes only to the weakest leaders, because he know there are the strongest leaders in Uganda, and he will never go to Uganda. Yes, because I speak the truth, and I know their mistake. I know their mistake, and I know how to teach the America the mistake.
On speaking of the Americans, the general said that he had in his possession certain equipment that they used to spy on the Russian and Chinese embassies. He noted that President Nixon wanted to export Watergate to Uganda.
And you see, this is the mistake of Nixon, of Watergate he was bringing in Uganda. Taping all embassies, Chinese embassies, Russian embassies, all this problem was brought by.
And that's why they left, because they got afraid when you discovered the thing.
That is why they ran away from me. And I say that how can 250 million run away from only General Amin? That I am very powerful than Americans. I have no phantom.
But you have MiGs.
Hmm?
You have MiGs?
I have a brain. Because I discover their mistake in advance. Because my brain work in advance than them.
When I come out, we are to capture this photo. Eh? Everyone must reach this photo. We are diving. And not diving, just
a jump.
If you dive down, we cut you.
Yeah.
You must jump here and then start this straight.
Reverend,
you do now, you give us green light.
Give us the time to.
It's ready.
Ready? Go.
You won.
I won.
I have seen the whole African how they suffered, including my father and everybody. I know this very well.
Can you tell
and
can you tell some kind of a story with that happened?
I will just give you a simple
example.
People used to carry British on their heads. British used to send, they make something like a stretcher and put a chair on top, and then they used to carry British for miles and miles. This is African carrying. And they used to dig holes and everything they used to carry when the British was here. And the Africans, when they make a mistake, they used to be beaten by canes completely by the British.
You'd like to see Mr. Heath?
I will never talk to anybody from Britain if Mr. Heath himself does not come to me here. Yes, here in Uganda, because I declared the economic war in Uganda, and I will see him in command post, not anybody. If Mr. Heath does not come, then it is not my problem. It is up to him. It is up to him now to beg me. If he doesn't beg me, it is up to him, because I am the one who has got the money. I am not going to borrow money from him, even I don't want. I am getting millions of shillings Uganda is getting from selling their crops and everything every year. British now, actually, they are in chaos, as you know. Their economic is in chaos completely. I think if I am really British, I could run to France and ask the financial and assistant in France. It is just your neighbor there. You should help them. Like, I am very far away from London, but I am helping them. I am collecting. I am appealing for everybody in the world to assist the British.
We made a collect of over 43,000 shillings.
And what Mr. Heath said?
Mr. Heath?
About this collect?
He said he hasn't replied to me yet.
He has.
Yes, I am very annoyed. I'm waiting for his reply, so that I have requested him for airplane so that I can send the food, because some people donated food lorry of vegetable, 3 tons, to be given to the friends in Britain, but he hasn't sent airplane yet.
But maybe it would be deteriorated.
I don't know. It's up to him, because I had sent on the very day they donated the food. I have very many friends in Britain. It is only the problem I had put to them. That is why they have more problem. You see, there I'm trying to help. Even myself, I donated 10,000 shillings from my own saving to save the British fund. We have opened the fund here, save the British fund. Yes.
I wanted to make special language in Black America of African, because I wanted to brainwash them from British colonials, and I wanted to make them understand one language in America. I might introduce Swahili to all Black American to understand this language in America.
You laid the stone of a foundation of a new broadcasting station. Which country will it cover?
It will cover including France, including everybody, I think, in Europe, in America, in Soviet Union, China, everywhere. It will cover, so that in whole Africa, people will listen for radio broadcast from Uganda direct. This is very important.
Will you speak in English or have somebody...
No, it is going to be Kiswahili, English, French, Arabic. This is 4 official languages will be spoken. English, French, Arabic, and the Kiswahili.
Would you accept some Palestinian hijackers with their hostages in Uganda?
The Palestinians?
Yes, I read in the papers they were asking to be sent to Uganda or to Libya.
If they are sent here, I will welcome them.
because we believe in peace. And that is why in the United Nations, they have already passed the one of the agenda that the Black September should be treated as prison of war, but not other criminal, because they are fighting for their cost.
So you will put them in prison if they come here?
I don't know whether I will put them in prison, but I know how I will keep them. But they are welcome. Yes. If they want to come to Uganda, they are welcomed in Uganda. They have got a representative.
Having expelled the Israelis, General Amin installed the Palestinians in the former Israeli embassy.
But the people in some planes are innocent.
But you must not go in the airplane which is belonging to Israelis, to Portuguese, to South Africa. If you use this airplane, then it is up to you. You must choose, because the airplane is booked in advance. You must know this. It is not Black September's mistake. It is the people's mistake, because they are the one who choose what airplane they should fly in. You must fly in Air France. You must fly in East African Airway. This is very good.
Faced with fines or imprisonment, the naked tribesmen of Karamoja are forced to wear clothes. Women are forbidden to wear wigs, trousers, or miniskirts. General Amin has planned to group together the idle and unemployed and make them work in cooperatives.
Actually educate people through traditional dance. How to make a very good garden like this. It will be in the song. When you're singing, people are watching, you talk about the flower, you must make a very good garden like this in your house. You must have house with the pit latrines. Make it clean. People will understand, oh, this song has got meaning. I must go and make this. And you must boil the water before you drink, because you might have disease in the stomach. You are helping doctor. You understand? You must work hard. You must produce more foods for export, for selling, to get more money, and for yourself reserve in case of dry season, hot sun. You will have a reserve food in your store. You will not die from hunger. You are all right for your communication.
Yes.
That's good. Muton, Ogenda D, Kumigi 23.
Yes,
very good. That's very good.
It means the command.
That's very good.
Amin gets ready to face a much more critical audience than his usual audiences. It is a gathering of the capital's eminent physicians.
Indulge in private practice to fight the economic war. There has been growing concern in the public that some doctors who are allocated surgeries and others who are allocated private businesses have been spending most of their, or a lot of their time, and much of their attention was increasingly being drawn to their businesses and their private surgeries.
First, I would like to thank you for what you have been doing. You have been doing very well, and to be a doctor is not very easy things, right from the time you have been born. Because you went through difficult, through primary schools, and you have been very intelligent. You passed your primary school, you went to secondary schools, you passed, you went to higher school, you passed, you proved to be very intelligent, and that is why you have been selected to be a doctor. I know this very well because I come from a very poor family. I know how the person can come right from the village level up to the top standard of the doctor. It is very difficult. And don't spoil that chance when you have reached this standard. What you should do, you should practice more, you should specialize in some more fields so that you will be able to help and assist the people in the country. And as a doctor, you must be very clean, very smart. You behave very well like a person. And also, you are not too drunk. You are the one who should advise the public. You should advise General Min not to drink. This is very important. This is the most important because if a public learn that you are a drunkard, automatically they lose confidence, and even they can say that if I am going to get operation by that doctor, he's a drunkard, he will not do anything different. And they will completely refuse. I am telling you sincerely, and it is true, I must be frank to you and I tell you this, because also to drink and over-drunk, it is not very good. You will not even enjoy more because you will not even have sense. But if you drink very little, you feel very happy, very proud, and you talk to your people, that will be... I'm just advising you. If I am a commander of operations, I want to fight in Lugazi sugar factory. I'm just giving you this. Okay, there is enemy there. What I want to use Air Force, what I will ask, I will call the engineers, I will call the pilots, and talk to them. Can you, from this base and this base, can you reach Lugazi, come back without refilling? Yes. How long can you fight there? Can give me timing. These technicians will be in position advising before I give any order. And they tells me completely everything, how long they will be there and how long they will fight and what is the number of the enemy and all this. Then I write all this discussing with the technician. This is like a public service commissions. When they want to recruit the doctors, they come to you. You advise them. But it is your duty as a doctor to advise them properly. And your duty as a doctor to advise your representative who can represent you or myself or him properly, so that when he brings the points concerning the medical field in the cabinet to me, I have a full report submitted to me, not only by him, but by you, the technicians, because you know the whole technical problem. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You have any points to tell me? Yes?
You are quite ready to be listening to the senior doctors, not only the senior doctors, but the young doctors of the hospital. For the lives of the citizens are in their hands. In Uganda, the Uganda Medical Association seems to be the main spokesman for every doctor all over the country. The president of our association...
In Uganda, only a man is allowed to be called president.
You leave him to speak.
I withdraw the title.
I am General Min.
The chairman of our association, who is a very active person, I'm sure was not consulted about these rumors which have been floating around about the private surgeries in town. So much so that he was, and ourselves, quite unaware of what is happening. With due respect to the Minister, Your Excellency, and your technicians in Entebbe, I would like to tell you that our chairman is quite fluent with the problems affecting the doctors and public health. I would therefore request you kindly and humbly to keep him in mind that whenever there is any big problem that concerns the doctor, if you take off your permanent secretary and the few assistants immediate to him, the next man to consult should be the chairman of the Uganda Medical Association.
Thank you very much. I like this type of frank discussions, and it is very good. I am sure that I informed the permanent secretary I will be addressing the senior doctors within 3 days.
After a century of colonialism, isn't it in part a deformed image of ourselves that Idi Amin Dada reflects?